In the coming week, investors will get to weigh up the latest data on consumer sentiment and consumer spending. With the latter making up two-thirds of US economic activity, Wall Street will be watching closely as America's willingness to spend may be beginning to be dented by the continued interest rate rises, leaving them less disposable income. Durable goods data, those big-ticket items, will also give a read on how confident consumers feel about making those outsized purchases, often on credit. And the coming week will also provide a look at the housing market with new and pending home sales. The Fed's rate hikes have doubled mortgage rates in recent months, cooling house buying and selling. Still, fears persist that the Fed might be moving too fast with its hawkish policy decisions, and that its five rate rises so far this year, totaling 3%, could tip the US economy into recession. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.